Hey everyone, welcome back to the Physician Syndicate podcast. I'm your host, Ronak, and today I want to talk to you a little bit about books. I'm a big fan of reading. I think it's a nice way to, just get lost in a different story and do a little bit of a deep dive on a topic that you're interested in. So on today's episode, I just wanted to run through real quickly on the top five business biographies that I've come across. I think business biographies are really interesting. You can learn from people that have done some really extraordinary things. What are the lessons that they learned along the way? What are the challenges that they had to overcome? And I think, it's nice to sit back and actually read through an entire book every now and then. In today's society, we're very driven by headlines and just snippets or, very quick YouTube videos. But books are kind of a nice traditional way of just actually spending hours and hours learning about somebody's life. So, it's something I like to do. I probably read maybe one biography roughly every month. These are my personal top five business biographies that I've come across. I know there's a lot more out there. So if you do have any suggestions for me to read, I would definitely be curious to hear about it. But without further ado, let's get started. The first book that I would recommend anybody read through, especially if you're a physician and especially if you're looking to potentially start your own company, is actually called The Everything Store by Brad Stone. And this is a deep dive into Jeff Bezos and how he founded Amazon.com. And this might sound like an odd biography to recommend to physician founders. But the parallel that I really see here is that, if you're a physician, you probably are doing relatively well for yourself, right? On average, doctors make a really nice compensation, right? Especially when you compare it to the average salary across all workers across the United States. Physicians are definitely up there. So there probably is a little bit of a question of like, why rock that boat? Why change up your life so dramatically to do a startup? And actually, in an interesting way, Jeff Bezos, he went to Princeton. He, after school, he started working at D.E. Shaw, which is a high-frequency trading hedge fund. And he was getting paid quite well. He could have very easily just lived a career working in the financial services industry for the rest of his life, and he would have been able to provide for himself and his family, and it's a very respectful job, and he would have done quite well. And maybe for a lot of people, that's the right thing to do, but I think it's really interesting to just double-click into Jeff Bezos's life a little bit and see what he was thinking in those early days for why it made sense to ditch the safe, secure, high-paying job and double-click onto the entrepreneurship world. I mean, of course, we all know that he's one of the richest people in the world today. Amazon is this gigantic company. He's on yachts all the time now, and that's all great and that's all fine. But in those early days, he did come off as quite humble, very intelligent, very innovative. And I think this book, again, by Brad Stone, it's called The Everything Store, is a great read to just understand like why Jeff Bezos went into the entrepreneurship world, as well as understanding how Amazon.com is just an absolute innovation factory. There's so many different projects that were talked about in this book, and all the wins and losses were just really interesting to read through. So definitely my number one suggestion for anybody looking to pick up a business biography is The Everything Store by Brad Stone. And I'll leave a link to all of these books in the show notes. The second book that I want to talk about is a biography on Elon Musk. It's called Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, and the Quest for a Fantastic Future. So we actually have a new biography about Elon Musk coming out later this year by Walter Isaacson. So I'm actually really excited to pick that up. But this book itself was really interesting to read about. Elon Musk's background. He was born and raised in South Africa. He was bullied quite a bit. He came over to the United States and started doing his PhD in physics and decided to drop out after only a couple of days because he didn't think what he was doing with theoretical physics was actually practical enough. And he really wanted to change the world in a more meaningful way. And as we all know today, he's accomplished a lot of that, right? I mean, Tesla, SpaceX are two gigantic companies really pushing the boundaries on what humanity is doing. I know he has a lot of other companies, everything from Twitter to The Boring Company to Neuralink, et cetera. But I think it's really cool to see his story, his early story, about how he went from again, being in South Africa, being bullied as a kid, to where he is today. And I think he kind of is the epitome of the compounding effect. Now, typically when people think about compounding and compounding interest, they think about value stocks. But I think he kind of took this to an extreme and is applying this to growth ideas and growth mentalities, which is really cool. For those of you that don't know, Elon Musk has started many different companies before SpaceX and Tesla. Like, he was part of PayPal. He started a video game company before that. And he's taken all of his winnings every time he sold a company or done well with it, and basically took all of that money and reinvested it into a new venture, right? He is somebody that is extraordinarily confident in his own abilities, which is, I think, rare to see today, right? If nobody, you know, if you're not going to bet on yourself, who is going to bet on you? And he's just somebody that's continued bet on himself over and over again. And yeah, he does it in kind of a provocative way, but, you know, you can't deny his self-confidence. And I think anybody that's thinking about starting their own company, you know, you need to have a little bit of self-confidence in your abilities and your team's abilities. So I think this was actually a really interesting read to, you know, just see from another perspective, like, what are the troubles that this guy went through in his upbringing, and how did that lead him to have an immense amount of confidence in himself? And again, as physicians, right, you have to have a lot of confidence in yourself to be a physician, right? To operate and do surgeries, or, you know, actually give patients diagnostics on what's going wrong with them, right? You know, in order to say something, you have to have confidence in your own education abilities. And this actually translates pretty nicely into the entrepreneurship world. And so, again, link in the show notes, biography on Elon Musk. So the next two books that I have on this list are actually by the same author. They're by Ronald Lazenby. I hope I'm saying that correctly. And this is the biography of Michael Jordan, called Michael Jordan, The Life, and the biography of Kobe Bryant. The book is called Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant. And it might sound kind of odd why I'm including two basketball players on this list, but I think both of them are so hyper-competitive and so dedicated to perfecting their craft that this really shows, I think, any entrepreneur a little bit of what it takes to be the best at whatever game it is that you're playing. Whether it is playing basketball or whether it's starting a new business, you know, you have to not just have the confidence, but also be dedicated to sharpening your skill sets, be open to learning about leadership and how you can take your team to the next level. What I found really interesting about both of these books is that they both struggled with what people used to call them both selfish, right? They both were obviously incredible basketball players, and sometimes they both hogged the ball a little bit, right? They took too many shots, they didn't pass enough. And I think we kind of see that in the entrepreneurship world sometimes too, that when you're the CEO or founder of a company and you're starting to build out a team, right? What do you delegate and what do you keep under your own purview? A lot of times, you know, I think it is important to be confident in your own abilities, but how do you cultivate the skill sets necessary in those around you so that way you can focus on whatever is most important and hand off some of the lesser important things to other people on your team? They both had to learn those lessons before they were able to really win championships. And, you know, that surprisingly does cross over into the business world quite a bit. You know, I'm sure, like, as a physician, if you're working with a nurse, right, how do you determine what you should keep as your work and what you should hand over to a nurse or a physician assistant or somebody else? There might be some like guidelines that are out there, but I'm sure that there are some areas that are kind of a gray area. So I think these two books are really interesting on just learning about, like, how selfishness is something that you want to get over if you're really going to build out a strong team, and at the same time, how much dedication and work is required to perfect, you know, your skill sets in the game that you're trying to play. I mean, both of these folks were just completely driven to practice as hard as they can over and over and over again, study game tape all the time to try to figure out how they can be the best basketball players that they can possibly be. I mean, neither one of them was born 7 feet tall, right? So they had to make the most of their physical abilities. Yes, they both were physical freaks, but they were by no means the most physical freak of the times that they were playing basketball. They their competitive advantage was, I would say, a little bit more on their dedication to their craft. So again, biographies on both Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan, very interesting to pick up if you're thinking about starting a company. So the last biography that I want to talk about on this list is the Steve Jobs biography by Walter Isaacson. You know, we all know Apple. This is the largest company in the world today. And this was founded by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. And their story is just so, so cool. They really felt like rebels that were not starting a company because they want to make as much money as they could. They really were passionate about the world of technology and just trying to do cool and interesting things. I think it's important to have a little bit of passion and excitement about what you're doing. And I think that really came across in this story. You know, both of these characters, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, are not your super polished characters where every word that they say is the right thing to be saying at any given time. They were kind of troublemakers in a little bit of ways, especially Steve Jobs. But I think that really shows the human element that, you know, even if you don't have a super, you know, pristine background, you know, this world is yours for the taking. You can shape life any way that you want to. Grab the bull by the horns and just go do something cool that you're passionate about with people that you like and respect. And it doesn't matter if some of your friends or family or the media or whoever it is on your back saying that you're a clown or, you know, you have no idea what you're doing. Just go make the world what you want it to be, right? There are no rules. There are no boundaries. Society likes to pretend that there's a cage around everybody, but you know what? If you believe there's a cage around you, there's a cage around you. But if you don't, then you don't, and you can go do whatever you want. So I think all five of these stories that I've mentioned here, all five of these biographies, you know, I think in some elements, we all know the lives of Steve Jobs and Kobe Bryant and Jeff Bezos, etc. But I think, again, the cool thing about reading long form proper books is that you can really get into the details of what's going on. Right. You know, like Amazon.com, like we all probably shop on Amazon every month or every so often. But what were those decisions that they had to make in the early days that led to success versus failure? Right. Like back during the dot-com bubble, there were many, many, many website companies that were coming up promising to deliver the world. And why was it that Amazon became incredibly successful and hundreds of their peers did not? Right? Double clicking on this is actually really interesting. And I think there's a lot of lessons to learn from each one of these stories that can be translated over into today's life if somebody is starting to build their own company. So, you know, I think we a lot of times get lost into, you know, 5-minute YouTube videos or just reading the headlines on Twitter or something like that. But every now and then, I think it's a good idea to slow down and actually read through an entire book. Again, these are just the best business biographies that I've come across. If there are any others that you've come across that you specifically want to call out, do let me know. A lot of people have been telling me about Shoe Dog. This is the biography of Phil Knight, the founder of Nike, and how, you know, Michael Jordan played a huge role in that company. So I think that probably is going to be the next business biography that I read. But, you know, books are a good thing. I totally recommend anybody picking these up. Again, I'll leave a link to the show notes in the show notes for all five of these books. If you get a chance, check them out. Anyway, this was a super, super quick episode. If you guys find this at all interesting, I would love to do another episode on, you know, maybe just like more general personal finance books or, you know, any other type of business books that are out there. Anyway, I'll leave it here for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. As always, we'd like to remind you that the information and opinions expressed on this podcast are for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as financial or investment advice. Before making any investment decisions, we strongly recommend that you consult with your lawyer, tax professional, and financial planner. Keep in mind that investing in startups can be extremely risky, and there's a potential for loss of your entire investment. Remember to always conduct thorough research and consider your risk tolerance before making any financial decisions. Stay informed, and we look forward to having you join us on our next episode of the Physician Syndicate Podcast.